This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and let's just go right into things, shall we? Because as of when you're listening to this, this will have already happened. But President Trump is planning on declaring a national emergency over the Wuhan coronavirus in a speech he's giving on Friday afternoon. He will do so by citing the Stafford Act, which will help streamline federal disaster response, specifically help from FEMA to local areas and authorities. During a meeting in the Oval Office with Iran Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, President Trump hinted that the move was coming. He said, "We have strong emergency powers under the Stafford Act. I have it memorized practically as to the powers in that act, and if I need to do something, I'll do it. I have the right to do a lot of things that people don't even know about. I have a lot of emergency actions that I can take," which, right now, looking at the way Pelosi is handling things, every time they try to put a bill up front, she wants to attach some sort of a rider to it, some sort of a let's fund abortion kind of thing. Now, there's already a number of restrictions in place. Right now, we're not allowing travel from Europe right now, except for the UK. Cargo and trade still open, not affected. Foreigners traveling to the U.S. from the United Kingdom are exempted. But right now, the CDC, and I'm going to explain to you why this is a big issue. The CDC is still working to get virus testing kits available to the public, but they're a week away. Now, coronavirus is actually a category of viruses, of which COVID-19 is a member of. And coronavirus typically resides with animals, and then they find a way to jump to humans. SARS is a coronavirus. COVID-19 is a variation of SARS. It's actually SARS-CoV-2. Now, right now in China, the way the theory that is going on right now, the original theory was that this was generated by the Chinese eating snakes, because the Chinese they eat a lot of things that we don't eat here. Their Chinese restaurants there do not really resemble what we have here. You know, it's not like P.F. Chang's over there. So, but then that jumped to bats, which they make soup out of bats. But the problem is that the bat coronavirus, which they have, does not resemble the coronavirus that humans have. So now, through whatever research they've done, the now theory is that it is actually coming from the pangolin, from consuming the flesh of the pangolin in China, which the pangolin looks like a cross between an armadillo and an anteater. And they would get the coronavirus, ostensibly, from being bitten by a bat, I think. I'm not exactly sure on that one. But or maybe they have the coronavirus. But the pangolin is a mammal. And the coronavirus in them looks 99% like the coronavirus that we see here. Given that we've had SARS and MERS, my first question is, why don't we already have coronavirus testing kits in place now? Recently, from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Director Dr. Anthony Fauci said the testing system is failing because it isn't set up properly. He said it's not really geared to what we need right now. That is a failing. This is where the difference comes for me between being in the private sector and being with the military, because the military would have all kinds of redundancy built into this. But I digress. Let's look at the data on the virus spread and the lethality that it's revealing, and also and it raises a lot of questions that cannot be answered. Mainly, one of the things I had is that when I came back from SHOT Show, a lot of my symptoms mirrored that of coronavirus to a degree, and I've had a few people that have theorized that I might have had coronavirus, in which case I then gave it to my wife and my son. that live here in the house with me. And then the way we were treated for coronavirus was with Tamiflu at the time. And that knocked down a whole bunch of the symptoms. And it took about, took everybody but me about 8 days to get over it. And then I relapsed. And then I had to go, and because I was having some issues with my lungs, because coronavirus is a sort of a respiratory illness, you know, that I was taking prednisone, which is a steroid, which helps me breathe better. And then I got over it. But right now, for example, there's about 128,000 cases of this worldwide, and China has a total caseload of 80,000, and that has been quite steady for a few weeks. China has a population of 1.4 billion, excuse me. So in other words, one in every 17,000 Chinese have come down with this disease. The incidence rate in Wuhan is higher than the national incidence rate in China, maybe by more than 25 times higher. This is also the area where the disease spread rapidly because since almost nobody early on knew what they were dealing with. Angela Merkel has predicted that 60 to 70% of that country's population of roughly 85 million would come down with the virus. So I don't know where that's coming from, except maybe so in China, where they don't have the same kind of hygiene and everything that we have in Europe and in the United States. In China, where it's 1 in 17,000, in Germany, it's going to be 7 in 10, right? Yeah. Now, here in the United States, I think as of right now today, we have 1,700 cases. We have a population of close to 330 million. So right now, our incidence rate is 1 in roughly 315,000, or 1/20th of China's rate. Now, if our incidence rate grew to match China's before leveling off, we would get to about 20,000 cases. And if our rate grew to match that of the Wuhan area, it would be about 500,000 cases. And why the U.S. incidence rate should grow to match the Wuhan area rate is not at all clear to me. Some of the data in the country tables that I've seen seem a little suspect. Like, Russia's only reporting 15 cases, and I don't know how that is. Now, conversely, every day here in the United States, 7,000 people die a day, every day, in the United States from something other than natural causes. We've already had 20,000 people in the United States die due to the flu. We've had 34 million people infected with the flu, 350,000 hospitalizations, 20,000 deaths. And coronavirus, I think we're at 38 deaths, which is 38 too many, and I'm not sure if even that number is correct. But right now, we've had more people that have died from the seasonal flu as we have affected by the coronavirus. If the incidence rate were 20 times higher than that is than it is than so far. Many other countries are having higher incidence rates, like China, South Korea, Italy, Iran, and they're also experiencing highly differentiated death rates from the disease. Right now, the World Health Organization is stating that the death rate is 3.4%, and actually, I think it's actually a whole lot lower. In China, the death rate is 5% in Hubei province, which includes Wuhan, but in the other areas of the country, the death rate has been 1%. Here in the United States, there have probably been more people that have had it than know they've had it. I didn't know I had it if I had it. And that's because the coronavirus is really not that heavy a hitter. COVID-19 is not that big of a hitter. And it's, you know, there's no medicine, no over-the-board prescribed protocol for it. You can go buy everything you need at Walgreens, CVS, whatever you need. So don't let the hype get to you too much on this. Wash your hands. Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to who's around you. Wash your hands. Don't worry about having, if you want to do a little prep and get 2 weeks of food, I don't know, and some masks. But even the masks are only going to work if they're sealed. They're not going to work if they just cover your face. And if you have a beard, well, you got a bigger problem because a beard will negate anything a mask does for you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Activite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Seems like we're talking a little bit about prepping stuff. Well, fear not. We're going to get into the political stuff right now, and then we're going to talk about some other stuff. But, you know, we're just trying to stay with the times, the topics, the timely, trendy topics. Now, Joe Biden, Joe Shotgun Biden, is the Chauncey Gardner of American politics. He's the guy that Elwood P. Dowd thinks is cracked. And he used to be sort of amusing. But he's not amusing anymore. His decline is sad to see on a human level, but the obnoxious sense of unearned entitlement that he projects, like he demonstrated when that uppity worker guy in Michigan who dared question the ancient job applicant, is intolerable. I guess he was saying, like, buzz off, you crusty credit card company shilling jerk. And think about the image his latest confrontation projected of a guy who sweats while he works, getting an incoherent, finger-wagging lecture from a pompous clown, steamed that this peasant isn't on his knees genuflecting before the Democrat. There once was a time when the Democrats styled themselves as the party of the working man for all of his myriad of flaws, and Biden's crustacean competitor Bernie Sanders at least pays lip service to the workers, but that day is long past. Instead, you get, begone, you dirty nailed cis trogs with your uncurated ideas of gender identity and upper body strength. The Democrats are now the party of the pumpkin IPA sampling hipster, the woke tech tool, the militant diversity consultant, and the cat-fancying public school teacher whose husband went out to get her some Diet Coke when she was 48 and never came back. Construction workers and cops and auto builders and truckers and soldiers, you need not apply. You're not appreciated. They don't even want you. There's no place in the 2020 Democrat for real men. Men who make things, men who break things, blow things up. Today, none of the village people could be a Democrat. Not even the Indian. Ask Big Chief Warren. Now, the blue checks of Twitter, they thought this was great. And it probably played great in Manhattan and Santa Monica. And in the rest of America, not so much. Likewise, with their fingers on the pulse of the people they have girly cocktails with in Georgetown fern bars, the never-Trump sissies were in full ahoy effect, delighted that that nasty brute getting what for from the candidate of the true conservative. You could feel the underlying sense that they saw this opportunity to gloat as their pinchy hair pulley vengeance against the kind of men their wives prefer, which is to say, men. And it's not only Biden was wrong about everything, but he was. Just the other day, he was babbling about putting the Waco furry in charge of destroying the Second Amendment. You know, the skateboarding quarter twit who promised, I will take your guns. Yet, that promise appeared to have slipped Joe's well-greased mind. He thinks AR-15s are illegal. They aren't, but his position is to make them illegal and turn millions upon millions of you into felons, even while he advocates letting illegal aliens and actual criminals run free. He thinks an AR-15's usual capacity is 100 rounds for some reason. And it's not an AR-14. He's one AR off on that one. And if you're going to fascist, is it too much to expect you to understand what you are fascist thinking? And then, with the buried lead that his sons hunt and own shotguns. His good son, by all accounts, was a decent guy, passed away, leading to the other son, Hoover, getting with his ex. So that's awkward, yeah. And now we learn that stripper Tapper is strapped and the guy who got booted from the Navy for drugs is packing. Is that even legal? And it doesn't matter. We all understand that the rules that apply to us don't apply to the moronic mandarins like Gropey Joe or to their relatives like Hunter, the snortunate son. And that's how the Democrat establishment wants it. Or, actually, that's how they want it to return, too. By rallying around the tattered banner of Joe Biden, the Democrats have forfeited the chance to offer the candidate of change. Rather, they seek to offer the candidate of change back. Back to the ineptly managed national decline of the Barack Obama years. If Joe Biden wins, he will not serve. He'll be out in the Rose Garden frying bugs with a magnifying glass while a brainless trust of Obama retreads gets to work transforming all of San America into Scat Francisco. And Donald Trump, amazingly, is managed by his aggressive agenda and by the utter political incompetence of the same people who never tire of letting us know how much better and smarter and more moral than us they are to run as both the incumbent and the candidate of change. And the billionaire has also managed, and think about this, he's also managed to run as the advocate of the working man. The construction worker was the same kind of guy Donald Trump grew up around, the same kind of guy Donald Trump knows how to talk to, the same kind of guy that Trump appreciates. And that's key. Because Trump spent a lot of decades putting up skyscrapers. Joe Biden spent decades getting sucked up, too, in the Senate, producing only hot air and sketchy but lucrative business opportunities for his family and friends. Now, besides oozing with early-stage senility, Biden's disgusting performance oozes with full-blown contempt for the kind of Americans the Democrat Party has declared unworthy of attention or respect. And these great Americans, these men and women who defend us and feed us and do the hard work that allows Biden's soft, gooey fans to live better than the 99.99999% of all human beings in history will remember in November who has respect for them and who has contempt for them. And that should be what they remember. That should be what they do. See, I don't know whether to be alarmed at the way Joe Biden is acting right now or angry. I kind of think both. I'm alarmed if he doesn't remember getting up there and standing next to old Beto and saying, "You're the guy I'm going to let take care of this for me. You're going to be the one that handles the gun control." See, most of the time, whenever somebody slips into gun control, this is where they don't want to say gun control. They want to say gun safety. Gun safety. Gun control is bad politics. Gun safety is pull the wool over your eyes politics. It's the way they have to operate. There was a PSA that was playing. I'll play it for you when we get back. Coming up on the break. But there was a PSA that was playing. And what they do is they make it sound like little Tommy climbed up on a chair and found a gun and shot himself. And then they superimpose the actual number of gang members that get killed off of that. That's gun control. That's how they push it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There are a number of coronavirus updates, including the fact that President Donald Trump declared a national emergency to head off the coronavirus outbreak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled, soared, and then closed with a gain of 1,900 points after the emergency declaration. The United States has now surpassed 2,000 confirmed or presumptive cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll climbed to 41. Puerto Rico has now confirmed their first two cases cases of the coronavirus, presumptive cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll climbed to 41. Puerto Rico has now confirmed their first two cases of the coronavirus, and Joe Biden says he will not be tested for COVID-19 as he is not showing any symptoms, and one of D.C.'s most popular attractions is closing. Elevator access to the Washington Monument will now no longer be available, according to the National Park Service.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To try this thought experiment. Envision the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, as a living, breathing enemy, which is actually what it is. Now imagine for a moment that we're in a real war with a cognizant, thinking, and clever enemy whose sole reason to live is to hurt, maim, or kill as many of us as it can. Now COVID-19 may not have jets, tanks, or nukes like our past enemies, but its arsenal and numbers and cunning of willpower are said to be formidable. So, to win its war against Americans, COVID-19 must infect and sicken lots of Americans each day. And if it cannot infect enough victims to multiply and sustain a hungry army of viruses, COVID-19 will soon sputter and die. It will get trapped in just a few hosts among an otherwise victorious and healthy nation of about 330 million people. Nature has given COVID-19 some weapons at its defeated cousins, the H1N1 swine flu, MERS, and SARS viruses lacked. It is more clever by being less lethal and a little tougher in its ability to live outside of a host. Viral resiliency ensures that it rarely turns into a suicide bomber by dying with a terminally sick host, and that it does not perish so quickly when orphaned in the air and on surfaces. The coronavirus has allies. It infiltrates our defenses by using our own weapons against us, our dirty hands, the habitual touching of the face, indiscreet sneezing and coughing. It's just that simple. Poor personal and public hygiene gives the virus some sustenance and camouflage. And to win, defined as sickening or killing thousands of us, COVID-19 counts on our being lax, our laxity. It hates careful individuals who block its invasion into the eyes, nose, and mouth. And remember, unlike our past human enemies, COVID-19 is invisible to the naked eye, even more so than the most stealthy terrorists or underground enemy agents. And it does not leave a smell. Cannot be heard. It cannot be touched. We only know COVID-19 only by the damage it does to us. Even after it has left, leaving its trail of fever and fatigue and congestion and labored breathing. COVID-19 also relies on ignorance of its complexity and sophistication. It assumes that our experts will not learn how this new virus originated, how it spreads, and how it sickens or kills. So the virus hopes we cannot effectively quarantine the sick, or at least not before a pandemic spreads. Now, in desperation, the enemy virus hopes that even if our researchers can quickly infiltrate the COVID-19 master Borg and learn its deepest secrets, we will still be unable to treat it with medicines or prevent it with vaccines, or at least not before it becomes a plague of biblical proportions. To a popular culture that laps up creepy zombie movies, the virus certainly knows how to use its greatest weapons, fright and panic. As of this week, this is a lightweight bug, people, that has killed fewer than 30 Americans, but we seem to be acting as if it has already killed 200,000 of us. If COVID-19 can create fear that we will end up like the grotesque monsters on television, maybe we, as its enemy, will go on hoarding binges that result in shortages of masks and gloves and supplies for the health providers who need them the most. Or if the virus can scare us enough that we cease working and interacting, our canceled-out economy will grind to a halt. Or maybe the coronavirus can cleverly keep hopping on jets between countries and states, sowing dissension as nations blame one another for its creation and contagion, and politicians seek to destroy each other rather than band together to kill the virus. COVID-19 counts on globalization as it sneaks onto jets and ships. And in a few hours, it can find a new home, a new host to terrify, even thousands of miles away. It is a vengeful enemy. It knows we've killed off or rendered impotent most of its fellow viruses. Its cousin, the flu, has not since 1918 translated its annual tactical wins into a strategic pandemic victory. Viruses and anti-human microbes have not had a major win in America in decades, perhaps not since polio used to terrorize and cripple and kill thousands of Americans annually. COVID-19 believes our progress and confidence and sophistication are not our strengths, but our greatest weakness. It's working, all of this stuff that it's exploiting, that's being exploited by various other players out here, like, say, the media, looks at our vanity and our assumed invulnerability and then points out there's no way to stop it. It's a pandemic. Time to panic. So the battle is upon us. We have to remain calm. We have to remain rational. And we can easily defeat the enemy because the COVID-19 virus has a bark that is much bigger than its bite. It is, the reputation is more scary than its reality. A lot of people, like, I don't really understand this because I've talked to a couple of people. There may be something I haven't asked yet, but like all of this run on toilet paper. This is not the norovirus, whatever it was called, where, you know, you got diarrhea and you were in bad, you know, there's a bad thing that you might dehydrate really badly, like you had really bad dysentery. This is just a hyper cold. And the less lethal part is a key here because in terms of death, right now, in the United States, we have more veterans killing themselves every day than we do coronavirus. And I've already mentioned how many people die. If you know, we don't look at things like the flu, which, based upon the way we're reacting to coronavirus, we should be in full panic mode right now due to the flu. We don't look at things like, I mean, if you look at cancer and heart disease, which half, everybody, of the 6,000 or 7,000 people that die every day, half of them go to those two topics. And coming in third is medical misadventure. So you're looking at them, and you're looking at 1.5 million people per year that die due to those big three things out of the 2.5 million people that will die this year prematurely, not due to old age. Why are we not in the middle of a full-on crisis about health, heart disease? I've been touched by heart disease. It is very, very real. They have whole floors of hospitals devoted to it. And it happens more than anything else out there. And yet we're not afraid of it. Yeah, we don't smoke. And we're always doing the trendy diet. And we go and join a nice trendy sports club to lift at and everything else. But we're not in panic mode over it. And yet we're going to lose 700,000 people this year to heart disease. And another 700,000 are going to have open heart surgery. So 1.5 million of us are going to be hit with heart disease. We're only half. And apparently the mortality rate of this per year is around 50%. Where coronavirus, where COVID-19 is 1%, less than 1%. Don't worry about these guys that are saying 3.4 because they don't know how many people actually had it. Because they haven't had testing kits, which they should have had already. So, I'm not all jacked up about coronavirus. I was going to put together a little bit of a kit and everything, and some people reached out and helped me with it. But I don't buy the hype. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, one more time before this weekend kicks off in earnest. Right now, everything's being canceled. NRA annual meeting got canceled. I'm just going to go see some people I haven't seen. Well, some SHOT Show. But, I mean, we're giving into this. But let's look at one thing, could we? We keep looking at, I keep getting told that gun violence is an epidemic and that it's a public health problem. It's a public health subject. It's a problem they should solve. And I would agree, they could have enormous power to mitigate the scourge, if you want to call it that. But it has to be faithfully applied. One of the earliest and most profound examples of the way this could be done was Dr. John Snow's actions in the 1854 London cholera outbreak. Now, that killed 616 people and occurred in the midst of the 1846 to 1860 worldwide cholera pandemic. His method added the term focus of infection to the public health lexicon. The cholera-causing bacterium, which is Vibrio cholera, was coincidentally isolated in 1854, but it wasn't immediately understood. The leading theory was causation by miasma, which was particles in the air, as germ theory. And that was not even proposed until 1861 by Louis Pasteur. Dr. Snow pursued the idea that some specific contaminant might be the cause. But the lead medical officer for London, John Simon, labeled Snow's theory as peculiar. But it didn't matter. Snow documented the cases of cholera in the vicinity of London and notice a concentration near Broad Street in the Soho district of the city of Westminster in London. And he illustrated this discovery with a dot map, now known as the Voronoi diagram. A central point coincided with a public water pump. Now, of course, any other object in the area could be a competing focal point, for example, a pub, a butcher shop, or a bakery. But when he examined the data, he lit upon the pump and hypothesized that something in the water caused the illnesses. Some victims at greater distance from Broad Street, he discovered, had used this water pump. And while the people in the Broad Street neighborhood might have been equally likely to patronize the pub and the butcher and the baker, these more distant water pump users presumably patronized pubs and butchers and bakeries closer to home. So the water pump became the common denominator, and it tied them together. So Snow got the handle removed in order to stop people using that pump. And the cases dropped off dramatically. Now the germ theory is actually well accepted, and this may seem like an obvious solution. But scientific observations are rarely so clear at the moment. Cholera cases were widely distributed throughout England and across the world, regardless of class, occupation, age, sex, whatever. Anecdotally, miasma theory had just as much explanatory value as Snow's hypothesis. But Snow looked at the numbers, the real-world locations of a number of cases. And these were concentrated geographically, the way they were that was set up, the theory that it's in the air, it's everywhere, didn't turn out to be so persuasive at all. Now, suppose Dr. John Hopkins observed the same focus of infection as Snow did, the water pump. His hypothesis might have been that the iron handle itself of the pump was the source of infection rather than the germs on it or the lack of hygiene on the part of the users. His solution might have been the same as Snow's. Remove the handle from the pump and see what happens. Now, that Broad Street neighborhood of that time could fairly be described today as an inner city in modern terms, populated by fallen women, criminals, and similar individuals. Our Dr. Hopkins might have thought that these victims were not much worth saving, and moreover, they would be difficult to discipline to his scientific insight. And these non-compliant residents might just replace the removed iron handle. So it would be easier for Dr. Hopkins to pursue his hypothesis in precincts where compliance rates might be more easily achieved. Perhaps in places where upper classes resided. People worth saving. People who could reasonably be expected to comply with the public authority's decision to remove their well pump handles. Because the members of the upper classes were also known to succumb tragically to cholera. Little attention was paid to the death of a fallen woman who died. No telling what she had done to deserve this her little mourned death. And by concentrating on anecdotal evidence driven by press reports with a heaping measure of class consciousness, our public health expert, Dr. Hopkins, would have missed the boat. Because a geographic focus on the most concentrated incidents is absolutely necessary. Perhaps it was the well, the water in the well, or the pump handle. Perhaps it was elsewhere nearby in that neighborhood, like the drunk who looks for his car keys under the streetlight. There's no good to just search where the light is better. Now, it is well established that firearm mortality and morbidity is concentrated in a small fraction of the nation's zip codes. 50% of all gunshot deaths occur in 2% of the counties. When the focus is put on these counties, the gunshot deaths are concentrated in a small fraction of neighborhoods, and even down to certain street corners. Research shows that gunshot victims are highly concentrated in very tiny social networks. If you identify members of these networks, and you can predict with remarkable precision is certainly the most likely future victims of gun violence. But nevertheless, for whatever inexplicable reason, the light is better here. That's in all areas but the specific loci of homicides and violent crimes using guns. Public health firearm safety researchers keep focusing on the wide distribution of pump handles, or in this case, it would be guns, throughout the nation, instead of the factors that lead to these tools to be used wrongfully. Some stereotypes are statistically indisputable, but not the conclusions of those pushing them out there. Homicides and suicides by guns are overwhelmingly committed by males. So should all females be disarmed? Homicide is predominantly perpetrated by younger males, 17 to 37 years old. So the elderly should be disarmed. Homicide is the most committed by the physically fit. So must the physically challenged be disarmed? Firearm homicides overwhelmingly use handguns. So we have to ban black assault rifles that have to be banned, like with adjustable stocks and bayonet mounts and the dreaded shoulder thing that goes up. A popular method of estimating the distribution of firearms in states is to consider it's proportional to the number rate of gunshot suicide. More gunshot suicides imply more guns, right? But who tends to commit suicide by gun? Old fat white guys in rural areas. Paradoxically, young black males have notably lower propensity for suicide and lower likelihood of suicide by gunshot, though they are more likely to become victims of homicide. So if she'd had the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America turned them all in. And to those of you who resist, we'll kick your doors down and buy back your assault weapons at the point of a gun. Should we really even look at this and say anything other than that's a lazy way to go? Is it so clear that it's the pump handle and not the well water? Is this kind of violence really in the air? Are we all equally vulnerable or equally likely to snap? A focus of infection analysis suggests that such is not the case. Times have changed. It was once a matter of weeks, even months, for a contagion to spread from one continent to the next. And today we fly halfway around the world in a day, which is more swift than the incubation period of a deadly disease. It used to take a month or two to build a gun, and now it can be done in a matter of days, or maybe hours. We can no longer quarantine the sick in the wards of Ellis Island any more than we can sequester gun-making tools. So this could be done better, but you have to have that focus of infection and stop looking around at the people that aren't sick. You got to stop looking where the light is really good, and you got to look where the light is dim. You got to go where the germs are and not where people are more likely to be compliant and give in to your theory. I'll be back with you again next week. Between now and then, stay aware, stay awake, wash your hands. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.